the word of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord today. God has a beautiful way of confirming and showing that he is God in spite of everything else. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, verses 32 through 51. My interpreter is coming to help me. Amen. By the way, be in prayer for Andrew. His court is the 9th of February. We start the jury selection. And we're praying, believe the Lord to help during this period of time. Amen. Amen. 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter. And we find verse 32.
En primera Samuel.
And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine.
Y dijo David a Saúl, no desmaye el corazón de ninguno a causa de él. Tu siervo irá y peleará contra este filisteo.
And Saul said to David, thou art not able. Don't you love it when the world tells you you're not able?
Y dijo Saúl a David, no podrás tú ir contra aquel filisteo.
You're not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth. Don't you love it when the even people that's supposed to be on your side will limit you? You're not incapable. And they tell you how big and how capable what you come against is. And he a man of war from his youth. Go ahead.
No podrás tú ir contra aquel filisteo para pelear con él, porque tú eres muchacho y él es un hombre de guerra desde juventud.
Verse 34, listen what David's rebuttal was. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock.
Y David respondió a Saúl, tu siervo era pastor de las ovejas de su padre. Y cuando venía un león o un oso.
And I went after it and smote it and delivered it out of its mouth. And when it arose up against me, I caught it by the beard and smote it.
Y tomaba un cordero o de la manada, salía yo tras él y lo hería y lo libraba de su boca y se levantaban contra mí.
Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God.
Yo le echaba mano de la quijada y lo hería y lo mataba. Fuese león, fuese oso, tu siervo lo mataba. Y este filisteo incircunciso será como uno de ellos porque ha provocado al Dios, al ejército del Dios viviente.
David said, moreover, the Lord hath delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear. He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go and the Lord be with thee.
Añadió David, verso 37, Jehová que me ha librado de las garras del león y de las garras del oso y también me librará de la mano de este filisteo. Y dijo Saúl a David, ve y Jehová esté contigo.
And Saul armed David with his armor and he put a helmet of brass upon his head and he armed him with a coat of mail.
Y Saúl vistió a David con sus ropas y puso sobre su cabeza un casco de bronce y le armó de coraza.
And David girded his sword upon his armor and he essayed to go, for he hath not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off of him.
Y ciñó David su espada sobre sus vestidos y probó a andar, porque nunca había hecho la prueba. Y dijo David a Saúl, yo no puedo andar con esto porque nunca lo practiqué. Y David echó de sí aquellas cosas.
And he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine.
Y tomó su cayado en su mano y escogió 5 piedras lisas del arroyo y las puso en su saco pastoril y en el zurrón que traía, y tomó su honda en la mano y se fue hacia el filisteo.
And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him.
Y el filisteo venía andando y acercándose a David y su escudero delante de él.
And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair complexion.
Y cuando el filisteo miró y vio a David, le tuvo en poco porque era muchacho y rubio y de hermoso parecer.
And the Philistine said unto him, David, said unto David, am I a dog that thou hast come to me with staves? And the Philistines cursed David by his gods.
Y el filisteo a David le dijo, soy yo perro para que vengas a mí con palos, y maldijo a David por sus dioses.
And the Philistines said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowl of the air and to the beasts of the field.
Y dijo luego el filisteo a David, ven a mí y daré tu carne a las aves del cielo y a las aves del, a las bestias del campo.
Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with sword and with a spear and with a shield. I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of the of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
Entonces dijo David al filisteo, tú vienes a mí con espada y lanza y jabalina, mas yo vengo a ti en el nombre de Jehová de los ejércitos, el Dios de los escuadrones de Israel, a quien tú has provocado.
This day will the Lord deliver into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee, and will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine, not just your carcass, but the carcass of the Philistine, this day unto the fowls of the air, to the beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Y sabrá toda, la, toda esta congregación que Jehová no salva con espada y con lanza, porque de Jehová es la batalla, y Él los entregará en nuestras manos.
Somebody say amen.
Alguien diga amén.
You may be seated in Jesus' name.
Puede sentar en nombre de Jesús.
Verse 40. I want you to see what David had. He had in his hand,
tenía en su mano,
a staff,
un palo.
I got my interpreter's a mini staff. David had in his hand a staff.
David tenía un palo en su mano.
And he went to the brook and picked up five smooth stones.
Y tomó cinco piedras lisas del arroyo.
And when he came to face Goliath, Goliath seen him with a staff.
Y cuando vino a enfrentarse a Goliat, tenía un palo en la mano.
And Goliath was insulted in the fact that he said, what did y'all do? Y'all sent a boy with a stick to try to tackle me?
Y Goliat empezó a insultarlo viendo que enviaron a un niño con un bastón.
But I want to talk to you tonight, today, about what David had in his hand.
Pero quiero hablarte de lo que David tenía en su mano.
Ever since David was a boy and he learned to take care of the sheep,
desde que David era un niño y empezó a cuidar las ovejas,
there was an important tool that a shepherd had to have.
Había una herramienta importante que el pastor debía tener.
He used this staff
utilizó
to rescue a lot of sheep.
Utilizó este bastón para rescatar a las ovejas.
He used this staff in treacherous places.
Lo utilizaba en lugares rocosos.
Slippery places.
O lugares resbaladizos.
To stabilize him.
Para estabilizarse.
And he used this staff many times when a sheep was just not doing, you know, not too good with anxiety.
Sobre todo cuando las ovejas no estaban muy bien con la ansiedad, y tenía que empujarlas con este bastón.
When fear was there.
Cuando el miedo, cuando tenían miedo.
When you were going through the valley of death.
Cuando vayas a través del valle de la muerte.
The psalmist said, "Thy rod and thy staff will comfort me."
Dijo que la callado y la
that staff had been in David's hand since he was a wee shepherd boy.
Desde que David era un niño, este bastón estaba en la mano de él.
Think about it with me. And not only was this used just to grab and to rescue, it was used as a tool of comfort.
No solamente
it was used
para
as a guidance tool.
No era solamente para agarrar o estabilizarse, sino para otra cosa.
A time to tell that little lamb, no, 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 no. Sometimes it's for correction.
A veces es para rescatar,
sometimes
para
it's
corregir,
for direction.
Para direccionar.
And I'm thankful that David had something to lean on in the middle of the field.
Y agradezco que David tuviera algo por donde apoyarse en el campo.
Now he goes to fight Goliath.
Y ahora va a pelear contra Goliath.
King Saul said, let me give you the top armor of the whole kingdom.
Y Saúl le dio la armadura más costosa y más preciosa.
David shook it off. And he grabbed a hold of his staff.
Pero David se lo quitó y agarró su bastón.
He used his sling.
Utilizó su onda.
But I want you to understand what David had when he fought Goliath.
Pero quiero que entienda lo que David tenía en su mano.
He had a staff.
Tenía este bastón.
He had something to lean on in his life.
Tenían algo que apoyarse en su vida.
Today I want to just preach to this congregation.
Quiero predicarle a esta congregación.
What do you have to lean on in the time
para
of
apoyarte?
Trouble? What do you have to lean on when you have to fight your Goliath?
¿Qué tienes tú para apoyarte cuando peleas contra tu Goliath?
David could have used sophisticated objects.
David no pudo utilizar las cosas sofisticadas.
But he had a staff.
Pero tenía su vara.
In fact, in the word of God, I find that there was an old prophet.
En la palabra de Dios había un profeta muy antiguo.
And it was near his death.
Estaba cerca de su muerte.
That the sons of Joseph came before him.
Que los hijos de José fueron a él.
And the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter.
Y en el libro de Hebreos, el capítulo 11.
The listing of God's heroes of faith.
Muestra el listado de los héroes de la fe.
The Bible talks about this man leaning on his staff to bless these two boys.
Y habla de un hombre que se apoyó en su bastón para bendecir a estos hombres.
Why lean on a staff?
¿Y pero por qué apoyarse en el bastón?
Because this prophet of old, when he was a younger man,
porque este profeta cuando era joven,
had to learn a lesson.
Tuvo que aprender la lección.
It was there with wrestling an angel.
Era cuando estuvo peleando contra el ángel.
But the angel touched the hollow of his thigh.
Pero el ángel lo tocó.
And from thenceforth, this man walked with a limp, and he needed something to lean on.
Y debido a eso quedó cojo y
necesitaba
something
to make
eso.
It in life. That staff became part of him.
Este bastón se convirtió parte de su vida.
You know what the Bible says? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart.
La Biblia dice que confíes en el Señor con todo tu corazón.
And lean not on your own understanding.
Y no te apoyes en tu propio entendimiento.
In all your ways, trust him.
Y en todos tus caminos confía en él.
And he's going to deliver you and keep you.
Y él te va a rescatar.
What do you have to lean on whenever you're in a storm?
¿En dónde te apoyas en una tormenta?
I'm thankful today I got a staff. I've got something to keep me.
Agradezco a Dios que tengo algo para mantenerme.
You see, when you keep the things of God, the things of God's going to keep you.
Te mantienes en las cosas de Dios.
But when you abandon the things of God, you're going to walk into a curse.
Caminas en una maldición.
I speak today with authority as your shepherd in this place. When you throw the staff down, your commitment down, and your walk with God down, you're inviting the curse to come on your life.
Empiezas a dejar que la maldición llegue a tu vida.
I don't want curse to be on my life. I want the blessing to be on my life. I want to be able to make it. I want something to fight with. I want the glory of God that would get a hold of me and rescue me. I want God to be able to get me in by the neck and jerk me off my feet.
Para sacarme de mi problema.
It's a privilege to have something called a staff.
Es un privilegio tener esta vara.
Because thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Esta vara y callado que vino por mí.
You'll never make it into heaven till you learn to walk with God and keep the things of God.
Nunca aprenderás a ir al cielo si no aprendes a cómo caminar con Dios y apoyarte en Dios.
You got to keep the ways of God in your life.
Debes mantener los caminos de Dios en tu vida.
You can't play with the things of the world.
No puedes jugar con las cosas del mundo.
The staff of God.
Y tener la vara de Dios en tu mano.
You can't wear the armor of Saul.
No puedes llevar la armadura de Saúl.
You can't have the weapons of this world.
Ni las armas de este mundo.
The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
El Señor dice que nuestras armas
de guerra no son
de este mundo,
pero es to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. You'll never have the ability to take down strongholds when you throw away the staff in your life. You need to have something to lean on and something to walk with through this dark world.
Tienes que aprender a caminar con esta vara.
In fact, I heard a statement.
Oí una vez.
If we knew how vulnerable the United States of America is right now, every church would be filled with people repenting of their sin and getting things right.
Muchas personas estarían aquí arrepintiéndose de sus pecados ahora.
If we knew how just close we are, amen, to our world being invaded. You think we're strong, but we're not strong if we don't have the staff. And America has quit walking with God. They've walked with other things. They played around with sin. They courted ungodliness and unwholesomeness. Friend, I want the things of God to lean on, don't you? I want to have something to keep me in the time of trouble. I want something to help me to hang on when the road is slippery.
Cuando los mundos se resbala.
We don't have time to play.
No tenemos tiempo para jugar.
I need some men to holler out, it's war time.
Quiero que alguien diga que es tiempo de guerra.
King Saul.
El rey Saúl.
Let this filthy Philistine breathe his threat against the people of God.
Dejó que este filisteo hablara mal de su gente.
You know the reason why? He hid behind armor.
Porque se escondió detrás
instead
de la
of having armadura. A staff to lean on.
En vez de tener la
I want to talk to somebody's life right now. Amen. The devil's messing with your brain and your life. Amen. I want to tell you the first thing he wants to do is knock your lights out spiritually that you can't see.
El diablo quiere cegarte de tus ojos espirituales.
You know what a buzzard does whenever an animal is down or dying? The first thing it plucks out is eyes.
¿Sabe lo que hacen los carroñeros cuando matan a los animales? Sacan los ojos primero.
And the first thing the devil wants to get is our perception.
Y lo primero que el diablo quiere tener es nuestra perspectiva.
Percepción. You know your pastor's preaching to you today. If the devil could get your perception and you get to thinking and you start leaning on your own understanding instead of the way of the Holy Ghost.
Y empiezas a apoyarte en tu propio entendimiento en vez del Espíritu Santo.
If he could mess with your sight.
Se puede entrometerte con tu mente, con tus ojos.
If he could get a hold of your eyesight.
Se puede mantener tus ojos fuera de Dios.
Get a hold of your spiritual relationship with God.
Puedes sacarte de tu relación con Dios.
He's going to put his curse inside of your life.
Y eso va a poner una maldición en tu vida.
Every Goliath and every bear and every lion is going to shred you to pieces.
Y cada león y cada oso te va a matar.
But somebody needs to get a hold of the staff of God today.
Alguien tiene que mantenerse firme.
What do you have to lean on? What do you have to keep you? What do you have to rescue you?
¿Qué tienes tú para rescatarte?
Your insurance policy is even not enough to help you out today.
Tu política no es suficiente para salvarte tampoco.
But assurance in Jesus Christ is able.
Pero Dios es capaz.
What's going to happen? Amen. When you deal with eternal things.
¿Qué va a pasar cuando tengas que hacer
cosas?
You know,
heaven's going to be an eternal place, right?
Porque el cielo va a ser eterno.
Hell's going to be an eternal place.
Y el infierno también va a ser eterno.
I don't know about you, but this is what I want in my life. I want to keep on
no
keeping
usted,
on. I want the staff of God. I want the help of God. I want the things of God to help me
quiero
in this hour. I want God to have full permission to be my great shepherd.
Quiero que Dios sea mi pastor.
The Bible says, commit your soul to the keeping of your soul to our great shepherd.
La Biblia dice que tenemos que cometernos a nuestro pastor.
You think you have it bad now?
¿Tú crees que estás más mal ahora?
Hear me in the Holy Ghost.
Óigame en el Espíritu
Without
Santo.
This,
sin esto,
you're going to be a toy in the hands of the enemy.
Vas a ser un juguete en la mano
del
enemigo.
The devil will never be your friend.
El diablo jamás será tu amigo.
He offers his promises.
Te ofrece promesas.
But remember, he's a gambler.
Pero recuerda que él no hace
He's a
eso.
Professional liar.
Es un profesional en mentiras.
He's a thief.
Él es un ladrón.
He's one that steals.
Es alguien que roba.
He's killed.
Y mata.
And he's a destroyer.
Y destruye.
But remember, he's a backslider.
Pero recuerda que él se
the
salió
devil's a backslider.
Él se salió
and if you're a backslider today,
si
even, you got one that wants to court you and tell you and blind you. If you're not living like you need to live today, the backslider, the great backslider wants to take you with him.
Y el mayor que la persona más grande que se salió de la iglesia te va a llevar contigo.
There's a God that says, "Hold it."
Pero hay un Dios que dice, "Espérate."
That's my sheep you're messing with.
Es
There's a scripture that says a backslider's married to the Lord.
Ahí dice que se salió de la iglesia está con el Señor.
You don't belong in the world.
Porque no perteneces al mundo.
You don't belong out of the marriage of God.
No perteneces
out of the covenant of God. You belong in the hands of the Almighty God. You belong walking with God in this life.
Tú perteneces en el caminar con Dios.
Hear me, I'm talking to somebody's soul and there's somebody's eternity right now in my hands as a pastor. I'm telling you today, I didn't come up here to preach a beautiful message. I come here to preach the message to help somebody make up your mind
that,
hey, it's time to live for God.
Porque es tiempo de vivir para Dios.
It's war time.
Es tiempo de guerra.
We're almost halfway. The fourth will be halfway of our 52-day consecration.
Estamos a casi la mitad del camino de esos 52 días de congregación.
And when the Lord starts getting a hold of the shepherd,
y cuando el Señor empieza a tener las ovejas,
and you feel war,
y sientes la guerra,
you know something's going on.
Sabes que algo está pasando.
It makes you know that there's a wolf. There's a lion, there's a bear,
un lobo, un
there's
león,
a Goliath,
un oso,
there's
un
a filthy thing.
Hay algo malo.
Yeah, I want to say it again because I feel it again. The devil will never be your friend.
El diablo nunca va a ser tu amigo. Lo digo de nuevo.
You're going to be the laugh of hell.
Vas a ser el hazme reír del infierno.
Hear me, you will be the laugh of hell.
Vas a ser el hazme reír del infierno.
Because the devil will say, I got you.
Porque el diablo va a decir, ah, te atrapé.
And you can't do anything about it.
Y no puedes hacer nada contra
It'll
eso.
Be too late for you to try to repent.
Y va a ser muy tarde para
It'll
ti para arrepentirte.
For you to try to get a hold of the staff then.
Y va a ser muy tarde para que te agarres de este bastón.
But here today, I want to tell you, amen, you don't have to go down the doom trail. You don't have to go down the lost trail. You don't have to go to hell. Amen, when there's a God that wants to put something in your hand. God wants a mama, amen, to get a hold of the staff. God wants a daddy to get the staff of God and begin to walk with God and say, God, I will be your lamb. I will be your sheep. I will be the shepherd of my home.
Oh, Señor. Y el Señor va a ser tu pastor. Pero tienes que afirmarte del bastón de él.
Thankful for the power of the Holy Ghost today.
Estoy agradecido por el poder del Espíritu Santo hoy.
God's here today to reach somebody's soul.
Y el Señor está listo para agarrar a alguien.
God's here to rescue somebody today.
Para rescatar a alguien.
Hallelujah. Would you lift your hands with me right
now? Levantar sus manos ahora.
This is war time, church.
Es hora de la guerra.
Hallelujah. God, in your name, I pray for the glory of your spirit. Hallelujah. God, the glory and authority of your word today, God, let it be inside of our hearts. God, give us sense to see. God, turn the light on inside of us. My God, in your name. Oh, God, I come against every spirit of darkness. I come against every spirit of deception. Come on, I need you to come against some spirits right now. Come on, I want you to step up and say, I come against every spirit. Come on, Goliath, you're not having my babies. Goliath, you're not having my marriage. Goliath, you're not having my home. Goliath, you're not having my walk with God.
Nada de mi caminar con Dios.
You're not having my walk with God.
Yo tengo que caminar con Dios.
There's sometimes you got to get some fight in you.
Pero algunas veces tendrás que pelear.
You got to get mad at hell.
Vas a tener que enfadarte con el
You got to get mad at the lies of the devil.
Tienes que enojarte contra las mentiras de Dios.
You need to get a hold of the hope of God.
Debes confirmarte la esperanza de Dios.
God's hope will never shortchange you. The hope of God will never go bankrupt.
Porque la esperanza de Dios nunca se va a acabar y nunca te va a dejar tampoco.
Hallelujah, my Jesus. As a young man, I sat in a service one night.
Siendo joven dije algo en un servicio.
I'll never forget it, and I've used it here before.
Y nunca me voy a olvidar y ya lo he usado aquí.
I need you up here.
Y hermano Wesley, lo necesito aquí.
I need. Come on, brother Zach, you can come help.
Hermano Zach, venga.
I gotta find somebody else.
Tengo que encontrar algo, alguien más.
Okay, Austin always uses you. Come on, buddy.
Austin.
I want y'all to get right up here.
Quiero que se pongan aquí.
This is the trio of hell.
Ese es el trío del infierno.
You know what hell's victory song is?
¿Sabe cuál es la canción de victoria del infierno?
I want you just to start laughing. Come on.
Quiero que se empiecen a reír.
Hell would like to mock you all the way there.
El infierno le gusta burlarse de usted.
Hell wants to laugh at you and tell you.
El infierno quiere reírse de ti.
You thought your plan was right.
Creíste que tú estabas bien.
But you threw down the staff.
Pero sacaste y dejaste el bastón.
You left your armor.
Dejaste tu armadura.
Come on.
You didn't trust in God.
No confiaste en Dios.
You didn't obey God.
No obedeciste a Dios.
So this is the song of this trio is going to sing.
Así que esta es la canción que este trío va a cantar.
You got one word to sing, okay? Yours is, can you say, forever?
Forever.
Sí, por siempre.
You got to sing it, forever.
Tienes que cantarlo.
Okay. Yours is lost.
Tuyo es perdida.
Lost.
Solo pérdida.
And you say doomed.
Doomed.
Y tú dices perdición.
Lost.
Perdido por siempre.
Doomed.
Pérdida.
Come on, you can say forever. I want you to say. I want this audience to get the message.
Quiero que esta audiencia entienda.
What hell song is going to be?
Lo que la canción del infierno significa.
Doomed.
Lost.
Forever. Forever.
Lost.
Doomed. Doomed.
Lost.
Forever.
Hold that forever out.
Forever.
Doomed. It's kind of funny because we know who's up here doing it.
Sabemos que es chistoso porque están, sabemos quién está aquí.
But the doom of hell.
Pero la perdición del diablo.
I was in a church.
And
I was at a crossroad in my life right there. Should I go with the youth group and do what they're doing?
¿Debería hacer lo que están haciendo estos jóvenes?
Or should I stay with what I've been taught?
¿O me quedo con lo que he aprendido?
Come on.
In Bay City, Texas, 1985.
Y en Texas,
an evangelist got up.
1985.
And that's the first time I ever heard somebody have the trio of hell that went.
Y es primera vez que este predicador hizo lo que estamos haciendo ahora.
And they kept on doing that.
Y siguieron
over
haciendo eso.
Over.
Una vez más.
And I realized that night, you got a choice, Brent.
Y me di cuenta que tienes una decisión que hacer.
You got a choice even to tune into that.
Tienes una decisión de quedarte con ellos.
Or to know there's victory in God.
O saber que hay una victoria en Dios.
Sometimes when you're living for God, it may seem like you're all by yourself. David was all by himself on the forefront.
Y David también sintió que estaba solo en el frente.
All my youth group was doing things.
Todos mis jóvenes estaban haciendo otra cosa. Durmiendo, jugando quizás. Pervirtiéndose.
I said no, not all of them.
Dije no. Yo no.
But I remember that service.
Porque recordé este servicio.
When that preacher had that group do that,
cuando el predicador hizo esto,
that night,
esa noche,
I said, God,
dije, Dios,
I'm going to hang on to what I know is going to keep
me. Con lo que sé.
I'm going to hang on to what I know is right.
Voy a afirmar lo que
I
sé
made
que
up
está
my
bien.
Mind that day, and I got a hold of a staff.
Tengo que agarrarme de la vara de Dios.
When Goliath came my way,
cuando la vida vino a mí.
But the shorty, I had something to stand up and lean on.
I
didn't lean on my understanding. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I knew I had a God that was going to step with me.
Sabía lo que iba a pasar, pero me apoyé en Dios y es lo único que necesito.
Now, brother Robbie, I need you up here.
Hermano Robin, lo necesito aquí. En esta parte del altar. Emmanuel.
Sister Lauren, you can go up there too.
Lauren, también.
But you know, heaven has a course too. The Bible says the angels of God repeat this totally over and over and over again. You know what those three words are?
¿Sabes lo que los ángeles hacen también? Santo,
holy,
santo,
holy,
santo, 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 santo.
Holy, holy, holy. Let me worship now. Say it again.
Dígalo otra vez.
The angels in heaven cry holy.
Los ángeles en el cielo dicen santo, santo, santo.
Holy, holy. And they just don't say it, you know, they just don't sing it.
No solamente lo dicen, sino que lo cantan.
They worship.
Le adoran.
The Bible says they worship when they sing holy.
Le adoran al Señor cuando dicen santo, santo, santo.
Come on, singer, sing it. Go ahead. Holy,
holy, holy, holy.
Sing it.
Holy, holy, holy.
But what was hell singing?
¿Pero qué es lo que estaba cantando el infierno?
Lost forever.
Sing it again, hell.
Doom lost forever.
What will be your song?
¿Cuál va a ser tu canción?
We can have your funeral and put you in your box and the preacher get up and say nice things about you. But what's going to matter? What's going to be your song that day?
¿Cuál va a ser tu canción en este día?
Or will it be?
¿Va a ser este o va a ser aquello?
Then the Bible says there's another song.
Y la Biblia dice que hay otra canción.
There's a song that even the angels can't sing.
Incluso hay una canción que los ángeles mismos
pueden cantar. Brother John, come help me, Brother John. There's a song that the angels can't sing.
Hay una canción que los ángeles
no conocen. It's the song of the redeemed. I've been redeemed.
He sido redimido. He sido salvado.
I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood.
He sido salvado y limpiado por la sangre del Señor.
Stand before the angels. Angels, I got a song you can't sing. Backslidden angels, there's a song you can't sing.
Hay una canción que no pueden cantar.
What are you going to lean on?
Entonces, ¿en qué te vas a apoyar ahora?
The Bible says, Brother Colton taught while ago, the wages of sin is death. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
El hermano predicaba que los caminos
when sin gets finished with you,
y cuando el pecado termina contigo,
you have nothing left.
No tienes nada más.
But doomed.
Pero la perdición, la pérdida y la muerte por siempre.
Sing it again. Is it worth it?
¿Vale la pena?
But you know what the Bible says, the wages of sin is death, and death is a finisher. When it's finished, it bringeth forth death.
Cuando el pecado termina, trae muerte.
The redeemed of the Lord knows God as the author.
Pero el que se
and the what of your faith? Finisher of your
el consumador
faith.
De la fe.
You know what that means, Brother John? You've held on and you're leaned on God.
¿Sabe lo que significa?
And when the steps got slippery and you couldn't make it on your own, you lean on that staff. You had to fight some things off of your life. Get out of here, bear. You're not coming to my house, pornography. You're not coming to my life, sin.
No vas a venir a mi casa ni a mi vida, pecado.
You had to use the staff and say
no.
You are a foreigner. You're an alien. You don't belong in my life.
Eres un extranjero. No perteneces en mi vida.
They were made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
De su testimonio.
Woo! The song of the redeemed. Redeemed.
La canción del redimido.
Sing it, Brother John. Redeemed. Sing it, brother. Get this mic. Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Sing it again. Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Redimido.
Redeemed.
Redimido.
Join with them, Sister Crosswhite. Redeemed.
Redeemed.
Sing it again. Redeemed.
Redeemed.
What's going to be your song?
¿Cuál va a ser tu canción ahora?
What's going to be your song?
¿Cuál va a ser tu canción?
I am redeemed.
Stand down. It's wartime, David.
Es hora de la
it's
guerra.
Wartime, saint.
Es hora de la guerra,
come on, it's wartime. Don't let the curse of hell. Don't let hell get you. Don't let hell win in your life.
No dejes que el infierno gane sobre
ti. Neither give place to the devil.
Pon al diablo en su lugar.
I am redeemed.
Come on, hallelujah. You need to come and lift your hands. Somebody need to lift their hands. Oh, come on, make up your mind. I'm going to walk with God. I choose to do right. I choose to do right. I choose the redemption side.
Escojo la redención del Señor.
I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I am redeemed. Redeemed.
Hold it. Hold it.
Espere, espere.
I got a message for somebody right now.
Tengo un mensaje para alguien hoy.
Cursed will be the one that is ashamed of God, the one that defies the very voice of God today.
La maldición vendrá a aquel que desafía al Señor y está avergonzado de él.
Mark my words, this day.
Marque mis palabras este día.
You'll never be able to handle the curse.
Nunca vas a poder llevar esa maldición.
Of this world.
De este mundo.
But there's something that you can handle and hold.
Porque si tienes algo en donde apoyarte.
It's the things of God.
Es las cosas de Dios.
Eye has not seen. Ear has not heard.
Y oído no ha visto.
Neither has it entered the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them.
Nadie ha visto lo que el Señor tiene preparado para nosotros.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs to pray. Somebody needs to make up their mind.
Alguien tiene que adorar. Alguien tiene que alabar y darse
redeemed,
cuenta.
Redeemed.
De que tiene que afirmarse de esto.
The right way.
I am redeemed.
choose it.
Yo lo escojo.
I choose God.
Escojo a Dios.
Which way do you choose?
¿Cuál camino vas a escoger?
Come on, it's worth it, saint. It's worth it.
Vale la pena. Esto, todo esto vale la pena.
Would you pray with somebody near you, if you will, right now?
Ore,
come on, you need to pray the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, don't pray just a blessing. Pray the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, pray for the glory of the Holy Ghost. God, this is war time. We want the power of the Holy Ghost. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're mighty through God to the pulling down. Come on, pull down something of the Holy Ghost today. Something today. I come to tear down. I come to pull down every stronghold. Come on, worship the Lord, saint. Come on, pray with that person and believe the Lord with them.
The weapons we use are not bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. Praise Him for the victory.
Compromise. No time
to
play. It's war time.
Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpet and shout. Praise Him.
Oh,
mine.